I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're going to talk to Anthony Herron in a couple of minutes after an update. We also got in other news next hour. And, of course, we know why you're here today. I'm talking to the young, beautiful men that are in front of us.
And the old, ugly ones.
that one's in there, actually.
Okay.
5 o'clock, Terry Bors will join us to talk about The Score of a Lifetime, his book, 25 Years with The Score. That's a long time to be with someone. You guys spent what?
17.
17 of those years? He spent 17 years with you?
That's a long-ass time.
I got two more left.
When are we a year? When did we start?
January, right?
Okay,
January.
I think that's right.
It's only been a year?
Not even.
Damn it.
I have that unique ability to stretch time.
My ass hurts thinking about it. Yep. It hasn't even been a year yet. And Terry did 17 of those?
Uh-huh.
Oh, send me back to Atlanta in my 22 months of jail time.
And your bad pizza.
my bad pizza.
There wasn't one place. There's so many transplants there.
There was actually a great place and a great Italian place around the corner from me that they made this beautiful roasted chicken and great, great lasagna and all the good stuff. And when they ran out of the ingredients, they just closed the doors. That's how I knew it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But other than that, man,
That's like my Popeyes.
Well, it's a little different.
We're out of chicken.
Right.
I'm totally serious. They keep running out of chicken.
Well, that happens a lot. The one on 47th Street, right off Lakeshore Drive, that happens all the time.
You
pull up at noon, they're like, hey, man, we didn't expect to have chicken today.
Right.
You shouldn't either.
You know what I just said? It's like, but your Popeyes, you have all the chicken.
Hey, man. So sometimes you gotta.
You're not allowed to run out of chicken.
And they keep that open sign up, too, by the way, because they want to let you know that they don't have any chicken.
And I'm not here for popcorn shrimp.
Or biscuits?
I love the biscuits, but only with the chicken.
Red beans and rice?
And I love the corn that's dipped in that grease, whatever that is. Oh.
Chicken grease.
No, I don't know what it is. That wet, greasy corn is so good.
Wet, greasy corn?
Yes. Corn on the cob, but it's got like a goo on it. You know what I mean? The Popeye's corn?
What Popeye's you going to?
It's good.
Some quality control in the joint you go to. Hey, give me the corn on the cob with the goo. Give me an extra thing of goo, please.
Whatever it is. I don't know what it's called. It's like not really butter, but it's kind of buttery.
And there's a lot of... Well, all right. Let's get to an update.
Yeah, I saw Anthony Herron.
Yeah, we'll talk to Anthony Herron next. We'll handle your gooey corn after this.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Football and the Bears, one catch and one run was it for Bears back Tariq Cohen during this past Sunday's loss to Green Bay, an offense which is in desperate need of a jolt.
You're looking at one game. Sometimes the defense dictates, you know, who gets the ball. I think in a running standpoint, it was a game where we didn't run the ball very effectively. I think we only ran it 17 times.
Yeah, head coach John Fox had Jordan Howard on the move, running 15 times in that loss to the Packers. Linebacker Danny Trevathan did not practice today due to his calf injury, the same one that kept him out of the Green Bay game last week. NBA, the Bulls go to work in Oklahoma City tonight. Well, the Blackhawks aren't going anywhere. Home to play the Rangers tonight. Wolves at Manitoba to play the Moose. And it appears that the worst that will happen for the UCLA basketball players caught shoplifting in China.
These three young men will remain suspended indefinitely from our program.
Bruins head coach Steve Alford referred to the players as good young men who made a bad decision. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And Amazon is hiring in Crest Hill. Time is running out. This is your last chance to earn extra money this season. Get started today. Go to Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Now the rest of the Iowa defense up front. Heron, the best of the bunch right now.
Anthony Heron
jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Football analyst for Pac-12 Network and NBC Sports Network.
He can really do it all from the pocket. He's a dynamic athlete.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Heron, number 99.
670 The Score football contributor.
I do completely agree with how the Bears have handled this so far, both publicly and internally.
Anthony Heron with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Yeah, it's that time of the week where we talk college football and NFL football with our guy. You can follow him on Twitter at Big Ant Heron. He is Anthony Heron, ladies and gentlemen.
Apparently dance alongside him as well.
Yeah.
Doing such things.
Last time you were hearing from Anthony Heron, he was packed and ready to head to Salt Lake City. How'd that go for you?
Salt Lake City.
You had fun?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite food spots in the country. And so for me, I rank a lot of my travel based off of who's got great restaurants. And I don't know if any of you here in person have been to Salt Lake City before, but Chicago's an amazing food city. Salt Lake City is not Chicago, but it's a lot better than you anticipate. You're just picturing like Mormons eating porridge out there, but it's a lot more than that. I kid you not. They've got every different cuisine you can imagine, and it's not all just, you know, well, it's not all just what I just said, but yeah. It's a lot of people eating a lot of very good food. So I love Salt Lake City for that, if nothing else.
On the low, too, there are a lot of NBA athletes.
Yeah.
It's one of their favorite cities to actually party in, to go to. Like, I've talked to a few guys who are like, yeah, you know, you take the family to Miami and you take the lady to Miami and like, oh, look, honey, we're hanging out in Miami, look. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Utah and turn up.
I learned that firsthand because as it was explained to me, I'm hanging out, I'm talking to a couple of bartenders, like, wow, this is a little more intense than I imagined for Salt Lake.
Is there an intense story?
Well, there's,
you don't want to miss statute of limitations.
Don't get anybody in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to do that.
The response was very interesting. The response was the more oppressive an atmosphere or the more culturally unacceptable some of this is,
jackrabbits,
the harder the response is going to be when you find it. So it might not be everywhere.
It's like Wheaton College.
Right. That's why they're always out in the bushes and out in the parks humping each other.
That's how they do a week in college.
Yes,
humping each other in bushes.
Yeah, yes.
Just go to the park, just put a flashlight out
right.
there.
You see
like a bunch of eyes just whip around at you.
Wheaton cops.
Get back at it.
Seriously, toss
a few condoms out there. Be safe, kids. I'm just saying.
Talk to Wheaton cops about what they deal with out there. As soon as they get off that campus, then it's yaha time.
By the way, Anthony Heron's wife is never letting him call a game.
And definitely not a week in college either. Yeah.
So, how was your trip? What'd you see? And tell me why the Pac-12 and a couple other conferences are going to be shut out seemingly of this CFP, this college football playoff.
The Pac-12 has consumed itself throughout the season. You know, early on, USC was the front runner with very good reason. They had the Heisman front runner there, and as a team, they had a lot of talent returning on each side of the football and just throughout the season. I've called a couple of Trojans games this year. Their quarterback, Sam Darnold, as I talked to you guys about even back during the preseason, he turned the football over a lot. Yeah. And between that, some injuries they had on the offensive line, lost a couple of games, lost bad to Notre Dame, as I'm sure some of you were able to watch. So with that, that just pushed USC way down. But now suddenly, they're the highest-ranked Pac-12 team because of what's happened with Washington State. And I think overall, the Pac-12, while they're still going to make some good bowls, they'll need to figure out a way. And it's a conference that with Larry Scott, their commissioner, they tend to find a way to try and push other conferences forward with certain discussions, whether that's with you know, head trauma, whether that's with how you compensate student athletes. There's some things that the Pac-12 is on the forefront of. I think maybe there's a way the Pac-12 could potentially be on the cutting edge of trying to get everyone to have uniformity with how they schedule, play the same amount of conference games, having everyone playing a conference championship game. To me, at least with the Power Five conferences, that's where the discussion should begin as it relates to the college football playoff. I think there needs to be uniformity with the amount of conference games and with everyone playing a conference championship game.
Before I forget, I heard this conversation on Saturday, and I never thought of it before, and it was in regards to what's going on with Ohio State this year. But regional recruiting and the importance of someone growing up thinking, you know what, it's my dream to win a Pac-12 championship. Or it's my dream to win a Big Ten championship. Someone mentioned, I'm stealing the conversation, but it was Herb Street. Herb Street who was talking to Charles Woodson about Ohio State and saying that he doesn't know if recruiting all the Florida and Georgia kids and bringing them up to Ohio State, kids are like NFL and college football playoff. Mm-hmm. And if you're out of that, then hey, we'll see you next year.
The regional recruiting,
yeah. How important is that to get kids from a certain area and say, hey, I've always wanted to win a Big Ten championship, or I've always wanted to win an ACC championship, and then, you know, setting your goals from there?
By comparison, let's take Ohio State and Michigan as the two most preeminent brands in the Big Ten Conference. Ohio State, being more of a national recruiting base, has come to the fore with Urban Meyer. Ohio State was more of an Ohio, Pennsylvania recruiting university for a very long time. Urban Meyer, with his southern, you know, southeastern sort of ties, has brought more of the Florida, Alabama, Georgia, which extremely good athletes,
right.
But that's where you do lose a little bit of that regional pride that was always there with Ohio State commits, and that's part of why Penn State was able to withstand a lot of the things they withstood, because there's a lot of kids who could have transferred and gone elsewhere with the whole Jerry Sandusky scandal who decided not to because of the love and the depth that they have
that's real.
Gone back from generations and said, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to stay with Penn State even though I don't have to, or I'm going to, you know, still go to Penn State in the midst of and just be just after that scandal with the scholarship limitation. So that helped Penn State withstand some things. Michigan has always been a national recruiting base, so that's not anything necessarily that Jim Harbaugh changed. He just kind of boosted things up a bit back to where they were in previous years. It makes a big difference, and I call the U.S. Army All-American Bowl every year for NBC. We do that in January. It's the top high school All-American Bowl out there, and when we do that game, we got these kids who come from all around the country, and they've been recruited in a very different way for me. You know, over the last 20 years since I was a recruit, the game's changed a lot because everything is so digital, and there's so many outlets to tell you how special you are as a player, who the other schools are that are looking after you and hoping to bring you in.
Not to mention the number of independent and sketchy scouting services that want you to subscribe to what they do so they can elevate your volume.
Right.
So there's been some wild commitments on that game, by the way, like in between commercial breaks where you see, it was at Landon Collins and his mom disagreed. Was that the game?
That was the other game. That was the Under Armour Bowl.
Okay, the Under Armour Bowl.
Because with the Army
tie-in. It was LSU and Alabama,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. She was like, you know, this coach at LSU has been spending a lot of time around the crib, so you should probably go there. And he's like, no, I don't want to be around that coach. He ain't my daddy.
Let's assume it wasn't. But I think with the other game, they do allow a little bit more kind of flair and flavor in the Under Armour game with the way the presentations are done as far as when guys make their commitments. With the Army Bowl on NBC, between NBC being a network that's a little more buttoned up with their approach to things, and then also just having the Army tie-in, there's actually a seminar that Lewis Johnson does. You see him every Olympics, you know, interviewing Usain Bolt. He's one of the great broadcast talents in the industry for a couple of decades now. And he's a sideline reporter for that broadcast that we do. Lewis does a seminar with everybody who's going to commit on the air. He says, hey, here's how we need to behave ourselves. He shows some videos to the kids of here's the proper way to handle it. And so they do try to take a very buttoned up approach with it. But just the industry of recruiting in general. I mean, I can't tell you how many recruits have declared one way during that broadcast, and then literally the next day, and this is kids who are going to be on campus a week from now because so many of these top recruits are going to campus in the spring. Mm-hmm. So our Army Bowl broadcast this year is going to be January 6th, that first Saturday after the new year. Kids are going to be leaving and going to campus that Monday, 2 days later after that game. And we'll still, even after they commit on air, sometimes we'll still talk to these recruiting services. Oh, well, he says he's going to Alabama, but actually he's got a plane ticket to Baton Rouge, and we don't know what's going on. It's crazy how much these things will still swirl around today. It's so different than it was just 20 years ago when I was going through it.
A former Pac-12 quarterback almost single-handedly decided that the Bears were a pretender rather than becoming a contender, and Brett Hundley made some passes when he had to make passes, and all of a sudden what had been, for lack of a better term, a promising point in the Bears' season, if we just pretend to sort of go along with where they thought they were and let that narrative be whatever the agreed-upon narrative was, what does that mean from the inside? I asked Cody Whitehair the same thing, but as a former player, perhaps you could be a little bit more open about describing what it feels like to go from having some semblance of hope, or at least hope you can convince yourself to have, and a 3-6 record where the season's pretty much shot.
They still feel like they're in it, as because players and coaches who are in the daily grind of it, and they're seeing the sweat, and they're seeing the equity that they're putting into it, and they're sitting here in the meeting rooms, and they're spending the extra time on the practice film. They're hanging out bowling or whatever they're doing. They're thinking all these things are building towards success that they're going to have that coming Sunday. So they're wrong, because it's not going to be a successful season for the Bears. But that's the least realistic area on the planet as far as how you're being evaluated, how that particular franchise, and it's rampant. It's across the league. It's really just sports in
general.
It almost
has to be that way, though, right?
It does. It does. Because to put that much of yourself into it, if you don't actually have confidence that there's going to be results on the back end of it, then it's very difficult to actually be at the peak that you need to be at when you're actually preparing and then going out there on a Sunday. I was with a Detroit Lions team that started 0-12, took the field every Sunday thinking we were going to win that next game. And finally, a game got won, but that's just... that's the irrational mindset.
It's funny how you use the passive
athlete.
Voice. A game got won. You didn't say yeah. We won.
Yeah, we didn't deserve
Wait
to win
minute.
Many
was
of
that
many
the,
games.
Was that
here.
The Johnny Morton go-off game? Was that when Johnny Morton caught
yes.
the touchdown and threw
yes.
the ball like they won the Super Bowl?
Right.
Yes. And
yeah.
then he gave like
and
he
it
got,
felt like it.
He got mad at the late night talk show host
Charlie
too.
Culberson.
Yeah, exactly. The right. game is tied, Charlie. No, Johnny Morton threw the Johnny Morton. Yeah, right. I forgot about that. They were Johnny Morton threw a football and it, you guys were the joke on some late night talk
Deservedly
show.
Deservedly so.
And
yeah.
he like went off on the camera at the late night dude like. Screw you. I forget the guy's name. I this is the only reason I remember Johnny Morton because
was it
he was
Ed Sullivan.
It was not Ed Sullivan. No, but what is
screw you, Steve Allen?
What does Quentin look like on the field and off the field? Not saying that was you.
Yeah, let me think of the many times I quit during a professional football game. Well, on the field,
Giants.
Yeah, and really it's more layered because just the flat term of quit is not that they actually weren't putting effort in. What it really ends up being is that there's basically, especially on the defensive side of the football, there's a psychotic place you need to go to play it at its best. Like right now, sitting here, you guys wouldn't think I'd have bit you on the ankle at some point or that I'd like hit Bernstein below in the groin area Uh-oh. If we were at the bottom of a pile.
I
but
be mad at you.
These were the types of things
Ow.
That I would have been willing to do mentally. That's the mind frame that you're quite often in when you're in these combative environments with people trying to take food off your plate. So that being said, what quitting ends up looking like as a professional athlete is where you're still playing hard, you're still somewhat chasing the football, but you're not quite in that psychotic place. You're in a more normal mind frame if you're not quite at your peak. That my old coach in college, Hayden Fry, he used to call it the extra heartbeat. When you're not playing with that extra heartbeat, that's what quitting looks like as a professional athlete. When you're on the field, you're still out there, you're still participating, you're still going hard, you'd still, you know, pick anybody up in this room over your head and probably drop them off the third floor if you wanted to. So for a normal human, you're still doing some superhuman feats.
You got decent intentions.
Yes.
Not bad intentions.
I'll escort you out of bounds.
We're going to take a brief timeout. We'll come back. We'll get into some more Bears specifics. Yeah. When I ask Anthony what he thinks of that Dowell Loggins quote today. Zach Zabin is going to join us at 3:40 instead of In Other News. Zach says he's got a ton of sound on what he describes as a monster day at Hallis Hall. I don't know if there's actual monsters there, but if that would be better than probably what they have. So more to come with Big Ann Heron, and Terry Bors is going to join us to
Terry!
Talk about his book at 5 o'clock today on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Keith in Lake Zurich.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you? Thank you very much for taking my call. Love your show. You guys are entertaining every day. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Keith.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Boston Celtics have ripped off 13 wins in a row, and right now they are clearly the team to beat in the East. Not my take, but even Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr said as much. And right about now, plenty of people owe Kyrie Irving an apology, because busting out of Cleveland and getting away from LeBron was obviously the right move. He's killing it in Boston. The Celtics are already his team. So for those of you who were killing him for forcing his way out and saying be careful what you wish for, y'all were wrong. Come to find out, Kyrie knew exactly what he was doing. Look at Kyrie, then look at LeBron, and you tell me that Kyrie made a huge mistake. He didn't, because at this point in their careers, LeBron obviously needs Kyrie a lot more than Kyrie needs LeBron, and Kyrie knew it, and that's why he bounced. Irving could not have played that situation, the Cavs or LeBron, any better than he did. I'm Jim Rome.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale? Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry, they're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Friends and know each other's rhythm.
Those only homegrown late news team. Corey McFerrin and Dawn Hasbrook. Fox.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da-da-da-da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
In the North Aurora Auto Mall.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We look at the matchups of, they have a dime 32 package, and there's not, each week we may not feel great about Tariq and Protection versus Clay Matthews, or there may be a certain blitz that they run that, you know, this game is about matchups for us as well as them. And so that's the first thing we look at when we decide who's going to be the game.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's a pretty defensive way of coordinating an offense when you're letting the other team's personnel dictate the weapons you want to use. Dowell Loggins said there's more. It's coming at 3:40 with Zach Zaidman. And we are in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio as we prepare for the Terry Bohr's Score of a Lifetime book signing tour. We want to thank our sponsors today, David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit perldavid.com. And by Miller Lite. Hold true. Anthony Herron is with us as we talk football.
I got to meet Terry for the first time in the break, too. I've been waiting to meet you for a while because I grew up listening to you and Terry here on The Score. Terry wasn't nearly as horrible as you said he was, Jason.
Oh, he's a terrible human.
I'll talk to him for like 90 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, so that's all you need.
All right, good.
That's our guy. I love him. I see, there he is poking his little head out. Yeah, so Ant Herron and Terry Bohrs, they met.
We're
and,
the two and best
embraced.
Friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He really loves your work. Didn't make me feel bad at all. No, I'm just messing with you. Have you ever heard of an offensive coordinator saying that the defense dictates who is on the field for you? And if so, like if I'm stupid, then let me know.
It matters.
You always do.
It definitely matters. I mean, you know, especially with a person like Tariq Cohen, this individual, what he's been able to do so far, he's made a number of plays very early in his NFL career. To me, I think it's at least worth giving him the opportunity to see if he can exploit certain types of matchups before removing him. Because if a player is not, say, a certain receiver isn't as good against press coverage, so we play Seattle this week, number two receiver, we're going to utilize you less. You know, just from a general standpoint, that sort of thing. Once a player has proven that he doesn't have the ability to handle certain things, what it seems to me has happened pretty quickly with Dowell Loggins is both with Mitchell Trubisky and with Tariq Cohen, two of these young, very talented skill position players, is that he's saying, well, you know, Mitchell hasn't handled the rollouts or the sprints in it. You know, I don't know that he's had direct quotes on this. What I've seen from the way he's called the game is maybe Mitchell hasn't handled the rollouts and sprints, the moving launch point as well as we thought he would or like. So I'm just going to leave him in the pocket more frequently. That's not where his skill set is at right now. So is it worth Trubisky getting some extra work, throwing from the pocket? Sure. For the Bears offense to be as successful as it maybe can be at this point in his development, you don't give up on that because he took a sack on something where the pocket should have been moved. You don't give up on that because maybe he was inaccurate on a throw when there was some pressure in his face. These are reps that you're hoping your young quarterback will learn from, and you want to put Tariq Cohen in the same position where if he doesn't match up as well in pass protection against a certain linebacker, then yeah, don't leave him in the backfield, but you can still have 22 personnel out there. You can still start him in the backfield and motion him out, whatever the personnel group is. There's things you can do two where you don't have to say this playmaker just can't play because right. certain people are
See,
on the
rather than nuts and bolts, we can look at the some of the granular stuff. When to me it's an attitude where the offensive coordinator has to say, I'm going to make you figure my guy out because I'm going to put him in a position where I've got the advantage. That you're using your pieces. You drafted him to put the ball in his hands. You called him your playmaker. Then you say, ah, well, you know what? We can't play him. It's the philosophically that bothers me because it's just it's defeatist. Where offensive coordinators generally are overconfident to a point. It's just it's the way they are. They always think the next play is the one.
That's how you have to be wired.
Yes. They're often like bad gamblers. Like the next hand. Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. We're gonna break through. We're gonna get the look we want. And every offensive coordinator I've been around gets greedy like that. And right. the best defensive coordinators, that's the chess game. They know how to take advantage of that when sometimes the discretion is the better part of valor in a given game, and it's very difficult for an offensive coordinator to have the kind of discretion that he needs to win. And here it's almost like you put a self-governor on, and you're, yeah. maybe you're around John Fox long enough, and that's what happens.
What were you, okay.
No.
From last season, the comp for me in whether or not Dal Loggins was going to show the type of growth I think the Bears needed him to show was going to be whether or not he found situations to put Bears playmakers in advantageous situations. Now, the Bears don't exactly have a lot of playmakers, so that's obviously part of the equation. But from here, if you've ID'd Tariq Cohen as one of your playmakers, if we quickly ID'd Inman.
Let him
as,
go.
Okay, he may be a playmaker. Right. So how do you put that individual in an advantageous situation? If when Cohen's in the slot, folks are doubling him and they're going high-low on him, then you find a way, not just via motion, not just via taking him off the field, but find a way to say, you know what? We're going to use a personnel grouping where they match up in a certain way, where their defense is thinking we're going to do one thing, and then we actually put Tariq Cohen somewhere else. One of the things they need to do is not to only use Tariq Cohen as this perimeter player,
yes.
as a pseudo-gadget guy.
Yes.
He's got to learn how to protect the football because one of the fumbles he's had has been running right into the teeth of the defense, and his tiny little arms, this wee man, gave the football up. So he's got to be better at that. But again, to me, the results, the final results of this Bears season are not where the evaluation of how they call the game should be. I don't think it should be all about wins and losses. This needs to be a developmental play-calling season.
We got an update in a couple more minutes with Anthony Herron ahead of a jam-packed Zach Zaidman Bears report.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Protecting Mitch Trubisky was complicated last week against Green Bay, sacked 5 times and 16 times altogether this year, which is over 5 games.
He's got to just keep playing. You know, and when you go back and you look at it, look at Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith. Those guys took a lot of sacks early in the career, and the part of what we're going through right now with Mitchell, and that he is playing well. He's got a knack for not turning the ball over, and he's doing a good job with that.
And offensive coordinator Dal Loggins says the next step is taking less sacks, noticing your checkdowns are running for positive yardage. Bulls at Oklahoma City tonight. The Blackhawks host the Rangers. Marlins owner Derek Jeter confirms that the organization is listening to offers for Giancarlo Stanton, but says that he has not talked any specifics with Stanton. Cy Young Awards issued tonight. Chris Sale, a candidate in the American League with Boston, and it is an indefinite suspension for the shoplifting UCLA players. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube, they've got you covered for an oil change, transmission service, or other preventive maintenance. Stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. And the closing bell brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. Dow Jones down 138, S&P minus 14, and the NASDAQ right now down 31, nearly 32. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I will note that Papa John's International also down 2.3% on its own on the NASDAQ.
It's going to be his thing.
Aurelio stock is up, man.
Oh, you damn right it is.
Oh, we're publicly traded now. Wow. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
I never would have known he was doing that voice live every time.
And it's
on point. I shouldn't laugh at it. It's the Wicked Witch every single time.
It was Beavis and Butthead.
Are you threatening me?
It's encouraging him, too, every time I laugh at it, because I don't expect it every read, and every read he does it. All right.
It's enough for me not to say, do you have any oil?
Yes. See? And you're going to make me do it, and then we're going to, you know, sound like we sound. So stop. See what you did? See? You broke the Bernstein.
That's my apology.
The rest of the segment now, he's going to be thinking this.
And I got to leave.
I was about to say.
In a few minutes,
it's like you're giving a child sugar and walking out the house.
That's what I just did.
That's how Beavis becomes Cornholio.
Brother, I understand, but I just don't need you to do that until 5 o'clock, though. Like, I need this out of you, see?
I knew that was coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, please don't go on Facebook Live or watch 670score.com.
Especially if he's going to do this.
Are you threatening me?
You've got to ignore it. Nope. You got to ignore the bad baby.
Is that what it'll go away?
You'll have to always ignore the bad baby.
These are lessons I'm learning.
We can't beat kids anymore, so you got to send him a timeout and ignore him.
Are you sure we can?
The laughter reinforces the behavior.
Yeah. I'm going to make him host a segment with Murph if he doesn't stop. Hey, what you guys didn't know is... You know what? This segment shot to hell, Anthony. Yeah. Good to see you, buddy. Your assignment this weekend? Do you have one?
I'm in Eugene, Oregon. I hope to sleep. My wife is so angry at me. My wife is hot about the limited amount of sleep I've been getting. But
I'm
in Eugene, Oregon. I got
not
Arizona.
Mine. She never really got that angry at me not being able to sleep.
Well, the thing, she's used Yours to being angry you. At me about not sleeping, but she's never seen me just like passed out drooling on myself. So now she's getting worried. Because normally I don't sleep and it's not a problem. I'm just not a big sleeper. Now I'm literally just passing out at the computer. Or I'm like in the middle of doing something, she'll look over.
This
and I'm
sleep
like,
when they sleep thing is a myth too, by the way.
Because
at some point
possible.
you gotta scrub the sack. Like at some point you gotta wash yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I will apologize for whatever stench you may be getting off.
No,
sack
you're good.
It's been a minute.
You're good.
It's been
though.
A minute since I bathed.
At some point you gotta clean yourself and clean the house. When are you supposed to sleep?
So who's at Oregon?
Who is at Oregon? Good question. Arizona. So Khalil Tate. who's kind of still creeping his way into the Heisman discussion, quarterback, ran for over 200 yards again the other night. If you guys haven't seen Khalil Tate, this Arizona quarterback, he is electric. He's one of these Rich Rodriguez guys, like his guy in West Virginia, Pat White, or even when he was the offensive coordinator at Clemson and he had Woodrow Dantzler. That's
Woody
what he's got
Dantzler.
Right now. Yes. He's that
arena football legend.
Right. Yeah, he's the only running quarterback in arena football history. Who would have thought that was actually a possibility in the AFL?
Anthony, have fun. Thank you for stopping by.
I will.
Thank you, man.
That is Anthony Herron, and I am told that Zach Zaidman, we just need to get out of his way and let him roll, because he's got a bunch of stuff on what was a very newsy day at Hallis Hall. So instead of in other news, we are going to get you informed regarding what is going on with the Bears. Then at the top of the hour, we moved up Hub. Hub will take your phone calls on the Bears and the NFL at 4 o'clock, and Terry's going to come join us today as we broadcast from the Craftsman Mobile Studio. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. We will have a second half of the show that will delight you.
Yes.
You have the score.
Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are now getting ready to face another division opponent, the Detroit Lions. Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Holidays are a busy time, but you always feel busy, and one of those errands that you always have to run is going to the post office. Well, I am here to help you take that one off your list, because nobody really has time for that run anymore, whether it's you, whether it's one of your handful of employees. You can better use the time with Stamps.com, because Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your fingertips. And most importantly, it's always open 24/7. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail. You use your own computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. So you're right at your desk. Maybe you've got a small business at home or a side hustle. Whatever it is, Stamps.com is going to make it ridiculously easy. They send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage, so you print postage any day, anytime. Right now, there's also this deal, even more of a reason to give this a try. You can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. So you want to try this deal? You should. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dan. That simple. Stamps.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out. Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
New SEAL Team. CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football, or?
Check this out. Let's get right to it with Zach Zaidman, who is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. So I am told that you referred to this as a monster day at Hallis Hall. Monster how?
Monster in terms of the answers we got into the reason that Tariq Cohen only played 13 snaps the other day against the Green Bay Packers in a loss. Now, for some context, Dan, the Bears have scored a total of 89 points in the five games that Mitchell Trubisky has been the starting quarterback. So that's fewer than 18 points per game. That 89-point total includes three defensive touchdowns, a safety, Pat O'Donnell's fake punt for a touchdown, and Tariq Cohen throwing a touchdown pass. You take those points, we're talking about 37, and the Bears are averaging fewer than 10.5 points per game since Mitchell Trubisky became the quarterback. So when Dow Loggins has referred to Tariq Cohen as the team's biggest playmaker, it's fair to ask why he was only on the field for 13 snaps against the Packers. So I put this montage together featuring John Fox, Dow Loggins, and Tariq Cohen himself in regards to that very question.
You know, I think if you look at, you know, again, you're looking at one game, sometimes the defense dictates, you know, who gets the ball. You know, I think in a running standpoint, it was a game where we didn't run the ball very effectively. I think we only ran it 17 times. I believe Jordan Howard, being the fifth leading rusher in the league, probably commanded most of that. I think he had 15 carries. So it's obviously a situation where we'd like to get him more touches, but it just didn't materialize that well on that day. But I'd remind people he's, you know, pretty high up there in both punt returns. He's our leading receiver with 29 catches, so it's not like we don't know who he is.
The challenge for us right now with Tariq is he's a really good player. Sometimes the defense dictates who's going to be out there, and Benny's role right now is third down and 2 minute, and that's where Tariq, the biggest threat, like, he has two things that he has to continue to work on because he is a good player. We do like him. He's our number one targeted receiver. He has most catches on our team. Is number one is pass pro, not understanding the looks and doing all those things in third down in 2 minute. And he still has some of the details of a receiver. And each week it's a different route, whether it be a post 1 week. And a guy that's never done that, it's not easy to do, especially when you're playing teams that play press coverage. Now they're doubling you, understanding that when we run option routes and choice routes with him, that where his leverages are, where he should break. And so that's the biggest challenge for him and for us going forward is eventually at some point he will grow more into the third down and 2 minute roles as he continues to progress. And, you know, right now he's played more receiver. You know, so we have to do a really good job of finding ways for him, you know, because there's only one ball. And if you're giving Howard carries, it's hard to get Tariq carries and him. So he's a game plan player for us. We use him in specific ways, and we're going to continue to do that.
So just saying that, you said that sometimes the defense dictates who's going to be out there. Somebody hearing that, why wouldn't the offense dictate who the defense is going to play?
Well, because we look at the matchups of, okay, they have a dime 32 package, and you know, there's not each week we may not feel great about Tariq and protection versus Clay Matthews. Or there may be a certain blitz that they run that, you know, this game is about matchups for us as well as them. And so that's the first thing we look at when we decide who's going to be the game. Obviously, we felt like Tariq and Bellamy, we talked about that, some of the speed elements that did stretch in the passing game. And, you know, he did help in the passing game because those are the best production we've had in the passing game. And he was a part of that because he opened some other guys up because they were doubling him.
You have to take it as a compliment, though, to get doubled.
Oh, no, I hate it. I wanted to play me one-on-one. Make it fair.
How much were you doubled in college? Obviously, different level, and your playmaking was well established there.
They had 11 people on me in college. Because I played running back a lot, so I wasn't at the slot at all. So I really feel like I was 11 team the whole game.
So that's the difference then, huh? Being in space, being at receiver, then the adjustment mentally.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's more about one-on-one matchups or one-and-two in this case. So that's really what I got to adjust to.
So how can you beat it?
Just doing what I'm coached to do, you know, taking notes from the other receivers you know, the veteran guys, and just listening to them on ways how to beat it.
So there is as detailed an answer as I can give you in regards to why Tariq Cohen only had 13 snaps. I don't necessarily know that it's good enough, the answers that you heard. The bottom line is he is valuable, and you need to find ways to get him the ball more. What we heard are a lot of excuses, and I'm sure behind closed doors they know they need to get him on the field more.
All right, well, bring him up to speed when it comes to pass pro then, because it doesn't sound like they're saying it's a physicality issue, it's a side adjustment issue. So if that's the case, then somebody has to stay after with him and make sure that his eyes are seeing exactly what the offensive coordinators and the quarterback's eyes are seeing.
Now, he is, and here's the problem, though, is that he's so valuable in a variety of different areas. So I know there's an RB next to his name, but he's more than just a running back.
Right.
So in these meetings, he's spending some time in the running backs room. Then he's going to the wide receivers room and spending some time with Kendall Wright and understanding the concepts and what you have to do to get open, how to run crisp routes.
It's the wrong room for him to try to understand how to get open.
But we are talking about some veteran receivers in Inman and Wright. The other thing that you have to take into account is that he's also spending time in regards to special teams and working on kick returns, because that's something that's been added to his plate in addition to returning punts. So there's all this different stuff that he's working on, and that's a lot for a rookie to handle. You know, we've spent a lot of time talking about how Mitchell Trubisky wasn't ready, and he's learning as this thing goes on. Well, Tariq Cohen is learning a variety of different positions, more so than just the natural position that he came into the league as, which is running back. So I think that's part of the reason that they're in the situation that they're in right now.
I don't want to lose sight of the primary issue and the primary reason why some of this is newsworthy, Zach. Regardless of if we debate some of the smaller things about where to play Tariq Cohen, how can an offensive coordinator genuinely believe, and then to hear the head coach say the same thing, that they must really think this, that when they see a certain defense that, well, we can't use this guy, can't use that. It is your job to make that, to find the weak spot in that defense, to deploy your most dangerous weapons and to take them off the table because of a formation or a personnel grouping, is there's something wrong with that.
See, when I heard that, my immediate thought was, man, I can't wait to hear you guys with Brian Billick. You know what I mean? Because you want someone who's been there, done that, adjusted to it in the past, just to hear their take on what we should take from the comments.
We saw Billick operate. We saw him. Right. Those Vikings teams just couldn't wait.
If you're going to double Chris Carter, we're going to give the ball to Jake Reed. If you're going to, you're going to mess around and put cloud coverage over Randy Moss.
Robert Smith is going to get a screen pass.
Right, think about the names that you just mentioned.
Well, you don't think Randy Moss and Tariq Cohen are in the same sentence?
Even if you know your guys aren't any good, that's a matter of X's and O's. That's principle. I think that's independent of talent. Where you say you're going to take away this guy, we're going to find this guy. There has to be, most coordinators know there's going to be years where you have the talent and years when you don't have the talent, but that's a mentality.
Agreed, but I think what you're hearing is that they believe a major part of it is the talent or lack thereof. At least if you read between the lines, right? I mean, that's kind of what I took out of it. There's another issue. So we've been talking a lot about some of the Bears injured players who were active but really didn't play in that game against the Packers. One of them is Kyle Long, and John Fox was asked about his status. Today, again, Long with the finger listed as limited on the practice field. So here's Fox followed by Long's reaction to what Fox had to say.
I think, a lot of guys have to deal with a lot of stuff. I don't know that there's many players playing on Sundays that would classify themselves as 100%. But, I think, some time away with the bye week and then not, pounding on for 60-some plays this week, hopefully that'll help moving forward.
I mean, me and Fox never went to med school, but I do know that time does help with things you're dealing with. So that's the approach I'm taking right now. We just didn't have anybody else, and if everybody went down, I was the emergency guy. Just trying to help the team out when I couldn't help the team out.
We'll know more later on in the week, but did not sound like an encouraging thing to hear from Kyle Long there.
This has been a weird 2 years or so for him. All the stuff about moving positions, switching positions, surgeries, not having surgeries, and people questioning his toughness or his dedication to the Bears organization. This isn't the way this career should be going.
A little bit of breaking news here. The Twitter feed of Adam Schefter says that Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is withdrawing his appeal. He will serve his 6-game suspension and will return to the Cowboys on Christmas Eve against Seattle.
So to get back to Jason's point there about Kai Long, everything started early on in the preseason a year ago when he initially hurt the shoulder. I think it was preseason game number 2 against the New England Patriots. And he hasn't been physically right since then. So then he tries to play through that shoulder injury. And then later on in the year, once the regular season started, remember, he had the serious ankle injury. That ended his season. He needed surgery. Clearly, there was a complication of some sort, which they haven't gone into great detail about. But we know that it impacted him throughout the course of training camp. He could not get surgery on the shoulder because he was busy rehabbing the ankle. Had the complication that set him back a little bit. So this season, he's been playing with an ankle that clearly isn't 100%, didn't have the surgery on the shoulder, which I believe is on the left side, which is the same side in which he busted the fingers on his left hand in that game against the Saints. So from a physical standpoint,
He's been beat up,
and he is a guy who you would not classify Kai Long as a fundamental player. He is he's a physical freak who's been able to play at an extremely high level in the NFL because he can overpower guys. But if you take away that ability physically, you run into the situation that he's probably feeling right now where you can't operate at the level you need to help your team win.
Zach, quickly, any nuggets or tidbits?
Yes, Bears are wearing those Monsters of the Midway throwbacks on Sunday.
Which ones are those?
You know, it's those dark navy blue jerseys
with the
orange numbers. There's no logo on the navy blue helmet with the silver like face mask.
All right, cool. Yeah,
they're 3-0 over the last 2 years wearing those uniforms.
That's the one I lose in Madden with all the time. Hey, Zach, by the way, great hair day for you. I saw you on Layla Rahimi's Insta story. Looking good, brother.
Thank you. I guess thank her for having some great picture-taking ability on the Instagram.
Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
Zach Zaidman brought to you by the Private Bank, now CIBC. The Private Bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC.
Yeah, that music only means one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Hub Arkish. He is yours. Frank from Oak Park, wake your ass up and get to a phone. Todd from Gardner. Talk about those badass Browns, which only you want to hear about. And everybody else?
Carlos in San Diego. Yes. It's an early day for Hub because Terry's coming up at 5 because he is going to tell us all about his brand new book, A Score of a Lifetime, available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Boars. Load up the phones for Hub, Bears, and NFL talk coming your way. Straight ahead. You got the score.
The one and only Hub Arkish.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm. Warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
The Score and Apple Vacations want you to win the warm. Listen to the Mully and Hanley Show tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Grand Bahia Principe Punta Cana Resort in the Dominican Republic. Do not miss your chance to win.
Thanks to the great people in Apple Vacations.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank?
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9JKL, Monday, only CBS.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you Scientific